When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Second date update.
You know, the great Wayne Gretzky once said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Deep. Yeah.
Meanwhile, our social media coordinator, Alexis, said, I'm taking 100% of these shots.
Can't waste those.
I think you missed the point of the...
No, I got it.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. And we're going to channel the energy from both of those quotes and funnel them, much like a beer bong, into this segment so we can get another date for our listener, Dusty.
All right, just open your mouth up, throat up, and drink.
That's right.
Okay.
Dusty, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You sound sober, so that's a good start, Dusty.
Is it a good start?
Yeah, what?
You guys don't even know.
Hey, he's not
Hopefully
drunk.
We will soon.
Maybe it's a little bit more than alcohol that Dusty's been on this morning. But we want to help you out, Dusty. Tell us about the woman you went out with recently. What's her name?
Her name is Courtney.
Okay.
We met online.
Yeah.
And she had the wet hair and everything like that. It was
wet.
A profile picture.
Oh, is that the wet new hair thing? Like, girls wear wet hair. It's gross.
Like,
it's
I don't get it. I don't understand why I'm attracted to that.
I heard guys are into that.
Into the wet hair. Like,
just
you
wet
just
body in general.
Wet hair.
It looks like your hair's still wet.
I've never looked cute with wet hair. I'm just going to let you know. I get out of a pool and I'm like a drowned rat. So good on her.
Okay. So Courtney had wet hair in her picture and that turned you on. How did you end up reaching out to her?
We texted a little bit and we kind of hit it off.
Nice.
We met at this restaurant and she didn't have wet hair, but she was still kind of cute. I was anticipating. I think it was going to be fun.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did dinner go?
It was great. We got into a couple TV shows that we started talking about, and I really love Ghost Hunters, if you know the show.
I've actually seen it. Here's a quick recap if you haven't seen it. Oh my God, this room just got really cold.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Silence.
Yeah.
We gotta go to commercial.
We got to play back the tape a million times. But
it happens all the time, and I believe in ghosts. I do, so it kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Okay.
How
did Courtney feel about that conversation?
She was a little light about it. She didn't really like get into it. And so I was like, I kind of went into this episode about this mental hospital that I just watched, and it freaked me out a little bit. And...
Okay, so you weren't getting a vibe from her that she was interested, but you took a deep dive anyway.
Super deep.
I mean, I was trying to get her riled up a little bit. But then...
Oh, yeah. Nothing turns me on like talking about ghosts in a mental ward.
Did you get her on your side? Did she come around?
She was intrigued, which ended up reminding me of this children's hospital in town that's abandoned.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I've been inside of that hospital and it freaks me out. So it's overgrown and everything like that. And it's really creepy.
Oh my gosh, no.
Dude, the old hospital in my town got turned into apartments. It was across the street from my house. Yeah.
Dude, they have an old hospital in my town too. All the kids go through it. Yeah. I never ran through it. It's literally haunted.
Yeah, mine was just full of meth. But, you know.
still a haunting. It's a different type of haunting.
Meth apartments.
So what did you do with the children's hospital?
So I asked her if she wanted to go check it out. And she did.
I knew it.
You don't think she's afraid she's going to get murdered,
yeah,
like, right now by you?
Yeah, I just met this guy on the internet. Come to an abandoned children's hospital with me.
No, like, she knew that I was, like, super into this. And I don't think she did. I think we hit it off very nicely.
It's always good in this segment when we have to ask the question, do you feel like she might end up getting murdered? Do you think she might be afraid of that?
Yeah.
That's how you know a date's going really well.
And the guy goes, I don't think so.
You know.
Come on, girl. Let's dunk your hair in a bowl of water and go to the children's hospital.
Dunk your hair in a bowl of water.
But here's the thing. You being scared with somebody can really bond you to somebody. It's not a bad idea.
Man, that's a good point.
You know, like it. Now you're going to have this shared experience together.
Horrific children's hospital.
How was the experience?
It was good. We drove around. We found a parking spot and we started walking around the building.
On the grounds.
It was completely pitch black. There was one light in the rafters that was on in the foyer. And I thought,
why is the light on?
I have no idea. That wasn't that wasn't on the last time that I was there.
Sounds like makeout type lighting for me.
Sounds like send my location to my roommate and save me.
Yeah.
So as we were coming around the corner, I wanted to go take a closer look. And so I kind of went around a corner in front of her and I stopped. I paused. And she stopped, she couldn't hear anything. And so she called my name and I was like, Courtney, I whispered.
Oh, you didn't.
And she came around the corner and I popped out and I scared her. And that might have been the thing that I'm thinking that might not be, you know, the reason why she's calling. She just didn't like that. She doesn't like being like jarred scared. You know, she likes being like psychologically scared, but not like.
But not a man jumping out of the bushes at you.
Did she seem mad after that? Is that why you're saying that?
Yeah, she kind of seemed a little pissed off.
Yeah, she's trying to avoid that. Like, look, I'll go to this place.
Yeah, but you don't go without doing stuff like that. Like, that's the fun part of it.
I don't know.
I love jumping out and scaring people.
I mean, was that it for the children's hospital after that?
So that was it. So we got back in the car. I drove her back to her car at the restaurant, and then she left. And so we've been texting for a little bit, and that it's been fine, but nothing has really kind of sparked or anything like that.
Yeah,
so.
You'd say you got ghosted.
Hilarious. So it's like, it seemed like it was going really well, and then it seemed like it wasn't. And so I've been apologizing over the text, but she hasn't been like super receptive. But I'm curious, like, if that was the reason why, then that was the reason why.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's worth another shot and worth another date to see if you guys can.
But like a normal date.
Yeah.
Let's go to a graveyard.
In like an adult's hospital that's been abandoned. We got to get the full spectrum here. So let's play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Courtney for you and we'll try and get you your second date update. All right.
Great. Thanks.
All right. Hold on.
Second date update.
Whispering voices. Flickering lights. Dripping wet hair over a child-sized straitjacket.
We can explain.
I don't know. It works for the guy on the phone, though.
Well, some might call it spooky, but
yeah.
I call it love.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Because that's what one of our listeners, Dusty, decided to do for his first date with a woman named Courtney. After spending a casual night at Chili's with some loaded potato skins, they headed out to the abandoned children's hospital for a little fun.
They were trying to be scared. I don't think they were trying to be sexy, Jeff.
No. I know. The main thing to take away is Dusty popped out and scared Courtney at the hospital.
Yeah.
It seemed like she didn't like that very much. Mm-hmm. And so now the lover of ghosts, Dusty, is being dusted or ghosted. What?
Okay. Let's stick with ghosted.
It's she's
ghosted,
not getting back to him, what I mean. And we're going to reach out to her.
Jeff, you put a lot of work into that, and I don't think you need to.
Are you with us, Dusty?
Yeah, that was great.
Okay.
He's laughing too.
I mean, the thing is, you've already apologized for the jump out and scare. At this point, do you think do you think she'll want to go out with you again, I hope?
Yeah, look, I mean, if she does, she does. If she doesn't, she doesn't. I'm curious. I just want an answer, you know?
Okay. Yeah. You like to solve mysteries.
I told myself I was going to be unapologetically me and ghosts. I love ghosts. Ghosts are my thing.
All right.
So if that's the answer, if she's like, he's a ghost nut, then you're not going to be upset, are you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That's good.
Well, we're going to call her. We're going to try and get her to go out on a date with you or else.
Oh, God.
No, let's just see what she has to say. I'm going to dial her phone number right now. You ready, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Courtney?
It is. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Yeah, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. How can I help you today?
Do you listen to the show ever, Courtney?
I have never. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We're a morning radio show, and we do a segment here called The Second Date Update. Mm-hmm. That's where if our listeners go out with somebody, and afterwards, if that person isn't calling back, they'll email us to reach out and help them figure out the reason why.
Who wants to go on a second date with me?
Oh, you don't know?
Okay. Well, it's a guy that really likes you. His name's Dusty.
Oh.
Okay, there goes the excitement.
That was a quick.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, Dusty told us about the date that you guys had. What did you think?
He was...
Just her voice.
But she keeps getting higher pitched.
Yeah. That high,
What was going on through dinner that you didn't like?
He just was like going on and on and on about spirit hunters or...
Ghost hunters.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he mentioned that to us, that TV shows came up and he's really big into that one and just supernatural stuff in general. How did that make you feel?
Yeah. You know, I was interested. He had my ear. But
okay.
Then kind of got creepy because then he suggested for us to go to like this abandoned kids hospital.
Right. He mentioned that and you did end up going there with him. Hmm. I mean, he felt like the hospital was pretty fun up until he jumped out and scared you. He felt like maybe that took it a little bit over the edge.
That really wasn't the deal breaker for me. It actually was when we got in the car.
Oh, We didn't hear about what happened in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he didn't tell you about that?
Uh-uh.
No.
Well, yeah, he had to drive me back to my car at the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
So
The
conversation got extremely weird. He told me that he really, really believes in ghosts. And, you know, I kind of like laughed it off because, you know, all right, obviously you do. We're at a children's hospital.
At this point, you've spent hours talking about this.
How do I not believe
you? Is there anything else to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, we're just talking. He's like, you know, you want to hear something really crazy? And I'm like, not really.
Let me guess. Okay.
What did he
What'd
say?
What'd you say, Courtney?
He proceeded to tell me that he had been in a relationship with a ghost.
What?
Oh. You say in a relationship with a ghost?
Huh.
He said it was brief, if that makes me feel any better.
Like a romantic relationship or like a...
I honestly didn't want any details. He just took me to this hospital, and I met him on the internet. I just wanted to get to my car.
Yeah, because you're like, you're not supposed to talk about exes on a first date, right?
That
is so weird.
Wait, does that
I mean,
scary.
I would want to get the details if somebody says something crazy like that to me.
I
like, tell me more about what you mean.
Does she have an Instagram?
I don't know, man. You don't want to push it, Jeffrey.
No.
You just want to get out at that point.
No, you need the details so that you can make fun of them later when you're telling your friends about it.
Okay. Right, that's valid.
Yeah.
Maybe record it.
Yeah, I was just concerned that she maybe wasn't a ghost in the beginning of the relationship.
Valid. Valid concern.
But I need to tell you, Courtney, that Dusty's on the other line listening right now.
Oh, no.
And he wants to talk to you.
I love hearing this, Courtney.
Do you?
What?
Are you sure, Dusty? It wasn't a rave review there.
No. And that's fine. That's okay. Like, if she's not game, she's not game. Like, Courtney, that's totally fine, you know? It was a past fling, and...
Wait, past fling?
She's
not
on.
Jealous, dude. Like, Courtney, are you there?
I don't want to be.
I mean, Dusty, you got to talk to her. Like, what do you mean by you were in a relationship with a ghost?
It wasn't even, like, a relationship. It was at my old apartment. Alice was haunting it.
Alice?
She actually passed away in that apartment.
That makes sense. Her name's
Wait,
Alice.
Did you know her when she was alive? That's
No,
I didn't
know her when she was alive.
How do you know her name then?
Because she told me.
Oh,
and then I corroborated it with the old landlord. And you legally have to tell somebody if somebody has died in an apartment that you are taking over.
Hold on. A ghost told you its name and then you asked your landlord and they confirmed, yes, that was the person who died in that apartment.
They confirmed it. And then
heck no.
And then he said, you can stay here if you want to and I'd be happy to give you a discount. And I said, sure, why not?
So wait a minute. But what is this relationship thing?
Yeah.
It wasn't even a relationship. It was like,
what was it?
it was just a simple hookup thing. She came on into my bed.
Come on. No.
I mean, get out of here.
You guys live together. It sounds good.
I believe it goes. I can't buy this one. Are you messing with us, Dusty?
No, man. No, I'm not kidding you around. We just fooled around. It wasn't super in-depth or anything like
what
that.
What does it feel like kissing a ghost? Like, how do you kiss a ghost, dude?
I'd love to walk in on someone.
It feels very normal.
What?
Okay.
Normal.
So, Courtney, doesn't that make you feel better? He's just hooking up late at night with a ghost. It wasn't weird.
Yeah, that's very normal, right?
Right?
Do you use ghost protection?
Do you still live there?
No. I had to move. She got
who broke up with who?
Who broke up with who?
Good question.
She wanted more than I was willing to.
She wanted an eternal relationship. I mean,
I will say, that's a woman that you don't want to make mad.
Yeah,
No.
I had to leave. I had to go.
So you're being serious here, Dusty?
Is there any proof that you can offer us?
He did the name thing, Brooke. That's crazy to me.
I think it's just weird that you left that out of your story to us when we talked to you in the first part here. You didn't mention anything about.
Courtney, no offense, but like your response to that was like, oh. That's interesting. And then
I was afraid for my life.
She wasn't trying to throw any flags. Oh, that is very normal.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, I will say Dusty doesn't sound dangerous.
And also, in his defense, everybody has at least one crazy ex.
Yeah.
So Dusty just has a crazy dead ex.
I just want to know, is it okay for me to get off the phone now?
Well, no. We can't let you off until I ask you this question, Courtney, because we'd like to send you out on another date with Dusty, and we'll pay for that.
I'm sorry, Lusty Dusty.
It's going to be a no, I think, Dusty.
It's a no for me.
That's okay. I just wanted an answer.
That's true. That's
so
what he said.
I do think, Dusty, that maybe you should like reserve the whole ghost hookup story for like, I don't know, date 5.
That's fair.
Like maybe on the first date, it's too much to stomach.
Maybe after you marry her.
She's already locked in for life.
All right, man. Well, no second date. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that Alice was not listening to this second date update.
Oh, we didn't think of that.
Alice, does she have to have a radio on, or can she just hear us?
I'm sure she could. She could just intercept the radio wave. So, Alice, if you're listening to this, it was all Brooke's idea.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Yippee, would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
Not
to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.